Suck me dry until every drop is gone. I wanna be places in you that I don't belong. And I don't care if it's right. And I don't care if it's wrong. I wanna feel real good and make it last real long. And in your lust I will drown. A taste that's better than any. And by this lust I am bound to the sweet. No drug, no drug and no injection, not a thing I could try. Could even scratch the surface with the way that you get me high. And when I wanna go down to suck the stem from the cherry.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music, brought to you by myself, Nigel, just sat in the studio on my own, bringing you all this stuff. And, well, playing a bunch of tunes, and later on in the show I'll basically run down a bunch more tunes, but tell you about gigs and clubs coming up, a bit of news about various releases and things like that. So that's the plan for the next hour. I started tonight with band called Halo in Reverse, which are undeniably taking inspiration for their sound from Nine Inch Nails, kind of Pretty Hate Machine era Nine Inch Nails, and I think it's great. They're really well polished. If you wanted more Nine Inch Nails stuff, and as Nine Inch Nails aren't producing anything, you might as well listen to Halo in Reverse. They're great. And that's a track called Sweetest Honey from the Sounds from the Matrix 11 compilation, which is a freebie label sampler from Alpha Matrix, which you get with almost any purchase from them at the moment. So I don't know if you can actually buy that compilation on its own. But, it's a decent little compilation with lots of interesting stuff on there, such as that. Tonight's show is actually going to be quite inspired by compilation albums. It's really going to come down to two or three different albums, which I've just got recently. There's that. There's Electronic Body Matrix, which is an Alpha Matrix 4D CD set. And there's Producing the Answer, which is from Bit Riot Records, which is an artist sampler as well. So there's quite a lot of compilations that have been released recently and basically landed in my hands. So I thought I would go through them and find out what's good. And the Electronic Body Matrix compilation. I really haven't had a chance to listen to just the first CD or two. It's a 4-CD set with an extra download of CD stuff. There's a lot on there, but what I've listened to so far, very good. Well worth getting your hands on if you want a really good selection of these kind of bands. Anyway, that's enough about that particular compilation. I'm going to carry on with Cubanate from the Advanced Body Matrix compilation. This is We Are Crowd V1.6. That was the absolutely storming Left Spine Down with Last Days. Now, that's available from the BitRiot sampler of Producing the Answer Volume 1, which I'll tell you about in a little minute. Before that, we had Come More Commando with a track called The Factory Incident off Oil, Steel and Rhythm. Now, I'm a bit confused by this because the official release date of Oil, Steel and Rhythm is in a couple of weeks' time. I think it's the 23rd. And recently, just after last week's show, actually, not last week's, fortnight ago's show, my last show, the label emailed. It was just a standard mailing list email that said, oh, we've got this in stock. So I went and ordered it, and it arrived. So even though it's officially due out on the 23rd, you can still get your hand, you can actually get your hands on it now. They've actually got it early, which is a refreshing change compared to quite often these things slip a little late. There's problems with the printing run and things like that. This is actually early. So, yay, it's early. And actually, I've had a couple of listens to the album, and it's a solid album. It really backs up the Das EP that came out late last year, or middle of last year, I think, actually, which we all said was absolutely storming, and hopefully he can continue this on the album. And he has done. Great one, great stuff there. They're from Subcomo, as Como Commando. And before that, we had the... introduce them. The Cubanate with We Are Crowd 1.6. They are basically a band that have inspired a lot of people in this electronic industrial music scene. They were doing that stuff many years ago. And they're back together and they're writing music. So that's from Electronic Body Matrix, which is the Alpha Matrix 4-CD collection of lots of stuff in this kind of genre. I think it's based on Alpha Matrix. Yes, there's a big Alpha Matrix logo on it. Left Spine Down. Producing Answer Volume 1. Yeah, let's run through this now, actually. The news, basically, part of which is... BitRiot have created this free download called Producing the Answer Volume 1. Free download. Another compilation you'll have heard me rave about for the last few months is Gears Gone Wild Spring Break, which is what the Cyanotic guys have put together as various remixes and bands who are friends of theirs and things like that, following on from their original Gears Gone Wild. And this Spring Break version I've been raving about, but saying I can't get hold of it. I can't find out where you meant to get it. I got it as a free download with a pre-order of the latest Cyanotic album, but I don't know where anyone else was meant to get it. And this week, BitRiot have turned around and not only released Gears Gone Wild Spring Break as a free download, but also an album sampler called Producing the Answer Volume 1, which you've already heard a track off there. So if you want these, just go to bitriotmerch.com, and then if you scroll down and look at the bottom left-hand side of the page, there's a link to free downloads. So you go there, and there's great stuff. They're giving stuff away. Admittedly, it's to promote their label, but it's great stuff, and it's completely legal because it's free and it's from the label. They're doing this as a promotion thing, and it's great that these labels are doing this out there, and it's ending up making me buy more music because I'm just going to end up buying lots of bands I've heard on there and grabbing their albums. Other news I might as well run through at the moment. Infest, the yearly festival here in Bradford, usually held at the university, is not only back, its dates are announced again for the bank holiday weekend as usual. So it's in the same dates, it's the same venue, it's back at the university student union. And they've announced three bands so far this week. Shiv-R, Alien Vampires and Code 64, and more bands to be announced soon, obviously. It looks like they're doing 15 or so bands over the whole weekend, so, you know, an average number for Infest. It's looking good again. So, it's going to be a fun weekend. It's always a fun weekend. If you like this kind of music, if you hang around in Bradford and you don't do anything else on the bank holiday weekend in August, it's there, it's great fun, and it's just a great way for me to catch up with a lot of my friends as well, who are scattered around the country, and quite often they end up at that festival. What else is worthy of note? It's mainly the free samplers that are worth mentioning, but there's also Faderhead has done a cover of Cream's White Room, so it's quite bizarre. This like 60s, 70s rock track is available as a free download. If you go to facebook.com/faderhead, you'll find the instructions on how to get hold of it. So it's quite a good cover as well. The man is a pretty talented musician. Anyway, I'm going to continue now with going back to the first compilation album I was playing stuff off tonight, the Sounds from the Matrix 11 compilation, and I'm going to play you some, well, email in if I get this band pronounced wrong. I think it's Abo Forsen, and it's a track called Poem of Life.
Thank you. I feel the change.
You heard there, Be My Enemy with Disintegration. That's available on the Producing the Answer Volume 1 compilation. And before that, we had Abo Forsen with Poem of Life V2 or V.2 from the Sounds from the Matrix 11 compilation. So, as I said earlier, this is going to be a very compilation-heavy show, but there is a lot of great stuff out there. Be My Enemy as well, I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before, but is Phil Barry of Cubinate. That's his side project before we knew Cubinate was restarting and writing new material. So there is a Be My Enemy album that sounds, well, that good, apparently. I'm going to try and get my hands on that after hearing that track. Now, I think it's time to run down the gigs, clubs and events and stuff going on in the local area. Now, tomorrow night we have, Friday the 11th of February, we have Exaltation at the Cellar Bar of the Bradford Playhouse. This, unfortunately, has had to start charging in, so it's £2 in, that's not much at all, and it runs from 10pm till 2am, and all the details about that can be found on the Facebook group, but yeah, that's playing goth industrial, 80s and 90s alternative, that kind of stuff, so should be a good fun little night. Now, worthy of note is the Black Sheep weekly night that occurred in Leeds has restarted, or will be restarting. It is on Sunday the 13th of February, this coming Sunday really, and it's going to be restarting. Now, I don't know the details of its restarting. I heard a rumour a bit back that it might be fortnightly. I haven't found any firm details online, but I'll let you know as soon as I do. But it's certainly going to be happening on Sunday the 13th of February. It's going to run as its usual time from 7pm to 11pm. And it's going to be in its usual place, or its most recent usual place of Santiago's in Leeds. And more information should be able to be found at sheepish.net/blacksheep. Ooh, what else have we got? Oh, the following week we've got the Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. That runs from 10pm till 3am, £5 on the door, and all the details at wendyhouse.org. But that's generally one big dark party room of kind of rock, goth, industrial alternative in the main room. And then you've got the electronic and industrial and alternative dance stuff in the Mutate room. So two great rooms there, depending on your choice, and you can always wander between the two. It's always a lot of fun doing that. I bump into so many people doing that. Following that, on Monday the 21st of February, there's Rob Zombie playing at the O2 Academy in Leeds. Now, I don't know if it's completely sold out yet, but when I went onto the O2 Academy website, when you click buy ticket, it takes you off to Ticketmaster, I think it is, or Ticket Web, and they said they'd currently have no tickets. So if that means it's sold out, I don't know. But it certainly means one of the retailers doesn't have any tickets, and it's the main one linked to from the O2 Academy website. So that could be a sold-out gig. If you've already got a ticket, yay. If not, you still may be able to get tickets if you hunt around. I don't know the details. And the following Saturday after that is Cape Noctum, which is the fourth Saturday of the month regularly. And it's usually got bands, and this is no exception. It has Alice Moving Under the Skies supporting Scary Bitches. This is at the Zoo Bar in Bradford, doors 8:30, first band 9, and then the club till 3am. More information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. And I've got to say, big thank you to Howard. I got along there last time, that was a couple of weeks ago or so now, and saw a support band called Bad Taste Barbies, who were wrong but very, very good. They are a great little band to check out. They're probably going to be gigging around for a while. I think they're based in Manchester, but yeah, well worth checking out. I bought a little EP they've got going, and it's a lot of fun. They're just kind of sleazy, glammy, rocky stuff. It's just with a bit of punk mashed in there, with a bit of everything. They don't fit any kind of convention, but they're just one of them bands that get on stage and have a lot of fun. So well worth checking out. I also want to say, on the gig front of things, last weekend I got over to the Corporation to see Memmaker, supported by ESA. Both bands put on a fine, fine gig. Well worth getting along there. Lots of fun to see both of those bands. It's a shame Jamie doesn't tour as often as he does, or more often than he does, as ESA. And we got the great Storming Jamie doing vocals on Robot Buzz for Memmaker as well. And there was a great little change to the whole night from what I expected, which was I was expecting Memmaker to be in the small room, the small gig room downstairs at the Corporation, because there was a much larger band on at the large room. But we discovered when we got there, they weren't on in the small room. They were in the upstairs room. Now, there's a new gig venue in the Corporation complex that's opened up. and it's kind of next to the upstairs bar, and it's just a great little room. It's just oblong, it's got white painted walls, stage at one end, enough doors to get in and out to the bar area, and it just worked really well. So good on the corporation for sorting that out. It works as a room, so well done, and great to see Menmaker, great to see ESA. Very tiring evening, though, after just getting back to this part of the county after ending up over in Sheffield. It'd be so much nicer if these kind of bands would play a bit more local. It's a shame the corporation seems to be getting everything, where I keep ending up travelling over to Sheffield, when if it was a bit more local, like Bradford or Leeds or Huddersfield or something like that, it'd be much easier to commute around. One final thing. One of my friends has started another goth radio show, although I think it's streamed online rather than radio. So if you are looking for something to listen to between 11 p.m. and midnight on Thursday, which, that's a familiar time, if you go to lsrfm.com, there's a programme called Dark Arches, which is one of my friends who is running his goth radio show. So well worth tuning into that. It's been running a week or two now, and I've not actually managed to listen to it myself, which is kind of embarrassing. But I'm recommending it, or at least it's worth checking out. Certainly, if you're not tuned into Dark Assimilation, you know, we're only on every other week, so you can always check him out the other week. Right, whew. Now what was I going to line up next? Oh, that's it. I dug out some Shiv R, because I spotted them on the Infest lineup. So this is a track called Open My Vein.
Gods of the Inferno, I offer to you her limbs, her head, her mouth, her breath, her speech, her heart, her liver, her stomach. This of the Inferno. Let her see her suffer deeply and her angels.
You heard there, Necrofacility with Do You Feel the Same? Now, you might be thinking like me, when we heard Covenant's Lightbringer featuring Necrofacility, I was actually just really quite curious, what did they sound like? What was Necrofacility on their own without Covenant sounding like? And when this box set of Electronic Body Matrix dropped through my door, there was a Necrofacility track on there, so I can find out. So I thought I'd play that for you, because I think that's all right. It's a bit weird in its kind of lower pacedness than the stuff we've heard with Covenant, but that just might be the one track that Necrofacility have done at that speed. Anyway, before that, we had Siva 6 with Valley of the Shadows from the Sounds from the Matrix compilation. And before that, we had Shiva with Open My Vein from the Advanced Electronics Volume 8 compilation. So lots of compilation greatness going on there. Anyway, I'm kind of running out of time in a really bad, confusing way. So I'm going to leave you with a track that I've not... Well, a band I've never really heard before. And this is the beauty of compilation albums, that you just get to hear loads of bands, some of them you'll already know, some of them you won't have a clue, and this is myself not having a clue. This is a band called X Marks a Pedwalk, and a track called 17 with a Noise of X remix of it. This is from the Electronics Body Matrix album as well. And if I run out of time, or do the inverse of run out of time on that track before the end of the show, I'll complete it with Soman's Mask, a completely old school but lovely track to end on. So there you go. I just want to say good night. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back in a fortnight's time. Cheerio.
Rising, the sunlight of the dawn, you got it for me. Remember, I was 17 when I saw everything, and I was 17. That day I touched the rising moon, the sunlight of the dawn, you got it for me. Remember, I was 17 when I could. I was 17. The time when I was for my life, distinguished Gloria, wings of a flying dove. I wish to run inside the one I feel insane and feel to inside of the run. This is my chase again.
My mask, my filter.